I'm Scott Thompson for WRPR Sports. NFL free agent fever took the football world by storm at the beginning of the month as the top unsigned players found new homes all around the NFL. These big deals were found in both New York camps as the Jets and Giants made big moves to stack their 2016 rosters. With free agency still underway, one of the most anticipated events in sports is only a few weeks away, the NFL Draft. On April 28th to the 30th, the best in college football will await their fates in the Auditorium Theater in Chicago to see who they will be playing for in 2016. The Giants and Jets will each pick seven of these players, and they will do so carefully as loyal fans will be watching intently. I talked to Rick Lachlan from the GiantsBeat.com to see who he thinks the Giants will take in this year's draft.
I see them taking Ronnie Stanley, offensive tackle, out of Notre Dame. He's expected to be the second offensive lineman off the board, followed closely behind Larry Tunsil out of Ole Miss. I think ultimately he's the type of player that can instantly upgrade the Giants line, just like you saw Eric Flowers last season. Clearly he's going to be a rookie. There will be some growing pains. But for the Giants, they've done a lot on the defensive side, particularly during free agency. That first draft pick in the first round needs to be used on the offensive side of the ball. And I think this Notre Dame offensive tackle has Pro Bowl written all over him down the road. And he could be a steal for the Giants at number 10.
The Giants, obviously, big $200 million spending spree in free agency. A lot is expected of them this season. Do you think the Giants can get it done and earn a playoff spot in 2016?
I think they could be in the hunt for a wild card spot and perhaps in the postseason mix. But right now, the way they're put together, I still have to say that the Dallas Cowboys, with a healthy Tony Romo, have to be the favorites in the NFC East.
That's Rick Lachlan from the Giants Beat. Rick, thank you for everything.
Anytime, Scott.
Now on to the Jets. They probably have the worst outcome in the draft this year due to a 10-6 record without a playoff berth last season. In free agency, the team signed former Bears running back Matt Forte to improve their running game. This came after the release of their running back last season, Chris Ivory, who signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But now, with the release of Antonio Cromartie at corner and the question of who will lead the offense at quarterback with Ryan Fitzpatrick still not signed to a team,
the Jets still need to do some work in the offseason.
I'm here with Jets fan George Hunkley. George, what in your mind do you think the Jets need to do in the draft to be a contender in 2016?
I think it's one of those boring years. I think they're going to go outside linebacker or maybe an offensive guard or tackle, but that's what they need. So they don't need anything else. They have receivers, have running backs. I hope they have a quarterback.
How do you think the Jets will fare in 2016?
Tough schedule. I think they have a good team. I think they could go anywhere from 8-8 to honestly 11-5, maybe 12-4. But I don't know. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll go 10-6 and miss the playoffs again.
Thanks, George.
The competition within the NFL is no longer one-sided, as many teams have made moves that will hopefully land them a postseason berth in the 2016-2017 season. The Giants and the Jets have signed some big names, and fans will definitely be on the edge of their seats in April when the draft kicks off. For all of us here at WRPR Sports, I'm Scott Thompson.